This episode is sponsored by our friends at Fujifilm North America. Their X-Series digital cameras and lenses may just give you that creative edge you're looking for in your portraits and events. You'll find everything from 40 megapixel image quality to 40 frames per second burst, plus unique in-camera film simulation modes and effortless usability. Click the link in the episode description to find the full range. There has never been a better time to invest in your passion, so make sure to click the link. Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
And I found Sue Bryce, and I just kind of never looked back. I'm still learning. I'm a curious person by nature, and I hope to be a lifelong learner. I always want to get better. I always want to learn more. And I ask a lot of questions. So that's where I'm at right now.
Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started. Hey guys, now is your chance to check out all of the incredible photography education we have available for you at theportraitsystem.com. For only $7, you will get access to over 1,000 videos, including pricing, posing, marketing, lighting, sales, inspiring photo shoots, self-value, and more. Yes, you'll get your first month for only $7 when you become a pro member, and you'll get access to the full download library with posing guides and workbooks and so much more. Also, this includes a pricing calculator, a studio startup timeline, our weekly live broadcasts, including Sue Bryce's live talks, access to our private, members-only Facebook groups, special discounts on photography products, and so much more. Head over to theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7 to get your first month for only $7. That's theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7. My guest this week on the Portrait System Podcast is Lisa Buck, and she is a senior and headshot photographer outside of Minneapolis. Lisa was a stay-at-home mom for many years, and a couple years ago, she decided it was time to start her business. Lisa has grown her business a lot since then, and her work is gorgeous. Now, while she has increased her sales average significantly, she does still have some room for growth, and I ended up doing some coaching with Lisa during this episode to help her along the way. This was such a fun episode, and I am very excited to introduce you to Lisa Buck. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. I'm great.
Welcome to the Portrait System. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you located?
I'm in Minnesota, about 30 minutes outside of Minneapolis.
Oh, all right. Is it super cold there right now like it is here?
Frigid.
Oh, my gosh.
Very cold. But we're hardy people.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. You have to be.
Absolutely.
I'm like, I have to put the heat on and the chicken coop, like all the things. Do you ever shoot outside in the snow?
Rarely. Just if I'm capturing a personal moment or my kids skiing or something like that. But no, rarely.
Right, right. It's supposed to be -1 mm-hmm. next week, which is pretty cold for us. But I'm going to Arizona to film a natural light course.
Nice, perfect timing.
So I'm like, I know. I'm like, sorry, Dan, you're going to be dealing with the kids in the -0 freezing, and I'm going to Arizona.
Yeah. But, oh, well, that'll be fine.
Okay. Lisa, before we talk just about a little bit of your history and all of that, can you give us an idea of what it is that you shoot mostly as far as genres?
Sure. I shoot primarily seniors, high school seniors. That's about 75% of my business.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah. So primarily that means I'm very busy in the summer. In Minnesota, that's when seniors want their picture taken. It's typically the summer between their junior and senior year.
Yeah.
So that is mainly what I do. And then the rest of the year, I do headshots, families, and events.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like summertime is just completely slammed.
Slammed, yes.
Because if that's 75%, yes. Yes. And then obviously a little bit slower the rest of the year.
True. Which is why I am looking to increase my clients with headshots. I'm trying to expand into headshots and branding, personal branding. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. When you have like a more of a seasonal type business, and I know it's not fully that way. I know there's a lot that goes into the rest of the year, like booking and marketing and, you know, gearing up for it or whatever. But I think sometimes I hear people, they get burned out from it where, one, they don't want their whole summer gone and weekends and evenings and that sort of thing. And it seems like with seniors and sometimes families and weddings, that is definitely the case. So I've heard of a lot of photographers lately trying to move away from those genres, not necessarily quit them altogether, but to incorporate more of the personal branding because it is, it's year round. It's often typical working hours. So
absolutely. Yeah. I definitely feel the burnout at the end of summer after Labor Day. I don't pick up my camera for about 2 weeks and I've limited the number of senior clients I'll take now to 25. I used to be up to 50 or 60 a summer, and that I never saw my family in the summer, and you know, it just kind of was a blur. So, so now I do limit the number of seniors that I shoot.
Now, Lisa, it seems that if you're going to limit the number, you're either going to cut, like if you're going from 50 to 25, you are either cutting your income in half or you're raising your prices. Like, have you, is either one of those true for you?
Yes, I raised my prices. Okay. I about doubled. I'm still, I'm still probably not at industry standard. I try to stay in line with what some other photographers in my area are doing in terms of pricing. But right now, my average sale for seniors is $950.
Okay. Yep.
And when I first started in, I'd say in 2021 is really when I launched Lisa Buck Photography.
It's only been less than 3 years.
I'm new. I started late in life. I'm a late bloomer. It isn't my first career. And I stayed at home with my kids for many years. And yada, yada, yada. So anyway, but I always had a camera in my hand and I've taken classes over the years and honed my craft and still taking classes. And I found Sue Bryce during COVID. All my kids were home from school and I was kind of going bananas. And I really decided I'm going to dive deep into photography. This is it. And I found Sue Bryce and I just kind of never looked back. I'm still learning. I'm a curious person by nature. And I hope to be a lifelong learner. You know, I always want to get better. I always want to learn more. I ask a lot of questions. So that's where I'm at right now.
I love that. It's really important to never stop learning. Even if you feel like you're at the top of your game, I feel like there's always something we can learn and grow, and do better.
Absolutely.
So I really love that. I love that mentality.
Agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said you're at $950 now. What did you start at?
So I started with three packages, and the middle one, which is the one that most people gravitate to, was $500. So I started at $500, and now I'm at $950 with the middle package, which, like I said, I'd say 90% of people pick that, 10% pick the top package, and no one ever picks the smallest package.
While we're talking about pricing and packages, what's included in your packages?
So this is going to change, and that's what I'm working on right now. But right now, each package includes four prints and then all the digitals, a gallery, and so for the middle package, it's a gallery of 70 images.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
So many, Lisa.
It's a lot. I know. And that's down from what it used to be. So I know what I need to do and I need to do it. I need to change my pricing. I just did listened into a webinar from Sarai Taylor Roman about in-person sales and that kind of thing, and with her personal branding clients, and it really inspired me. I know that what I'm doing is not sustainable given my expenses and how much time and energy it takes to edit and everything else, even though I outsource quite a few things. But so I know it's not sustainable. I don't see my husband a lot. I don't see my kids a lot. So
Not sustainable. It's really not. And I know maybe some people out there might be listening thinking like $950 is not sustainable. But I mean, when you include everything that you pay for in your business and your time, the prints and the packages, like literally everything.
And taxes. Yeah.
Taxes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, savings, insurance, all the things, website fees. Mm-hmm. I mean,
my assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you offer hair and makeup, I mean, it is, it's a lot. And 950 it ends up not being sustainable when you take all of those.
I don't
out.
Include hair and makeup, but yes, you're right. Okay. There are a lot of expenses that go into it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know you said you know what you need to do. Wait, well, actually, real quick, before we jump there, the in-person sales. I am a huge advocate of in-person sales. Say, you know, on the portrait system, Sue, that is something we've talked about. And when we say in-person sales, it doesn't need to be where they like come and sit on the couch and you're like selling to them. Like that doesn't have to be that way. And I know a lot of people do physically in-person because they have their products, especially people who do, you know, they're heavy on the wall art and albums and things like that. You want to be able to put those things in front of people. And of course, that makes sense. But with my personal branding, I do in-person and I've been doing in-person sales for probably 9 years now via Zoom. Well, it used to be Skype. I know I always say that, but then everyone started using Zoom. So I switched to Zoom. So I'm doing it quote unquote in person, but it's not physically in person. Mm-hmm. I'm just not shipping off the gallery anymore. I think that that's because IPS sounds scary to a lot of people. It sounds daunting. They don't want to do it. But when you're just shipping off a gallery and you're hoping they're going to pay you, or even if they've paid you up front and now you just ship off the gallery, you have no more contact with them. There's no way to upsell. It is just not a great way to do business if you truly want to increase your income.
I wholeheartedly agree. And what I have been doing is shipping off the gallery. Mm-hmm. I recognize that what I need to do is I need to change. I need to change my business model. And I'm actually in the middle of watching your personal branding class.
Oh, nice.
Personal branding system. I need to learn. And that's kind of what my focus is right now during the winter, is I need to learn how to pivot into a different way of doing things so that it's more sustainable and I don't get burned out. And, you know, I want what you have. So,
yeah. I don't know if you've gotten to this part of the course yet where I show a live with a real client in-person sales session. Yeah. Yeah. That has been the way I've done it for so long, Lisa. And it works. You know, and some people have an idea of what they're going to spend and that's it. And that's okay. But sometimes, gosh, when you're having that back and forth, and especially if you truly love the photos and you're like, oh my gosh, but I love this one, and they really love them, there really is such a good opportunity for upsell. And if you do switch to this sort of small, medium, large packaging where you're not just giving away the farm, and 70 images is the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Like once you do that for personal branding, you just transition the same thing into seniors and it becomes seamless. And this is just what you do. It's just so easy to do it across the board. Yeah. So you went from 500 to 950.
Correct.
Now, a lot of people have siblings, like with seniors, a lot of my senior clients, I have photographed their siblings in the past. How, like, has that happened where the parents come back and say, okay, I'm ready for, you know, Julie's senior photos. Let's book it. And you're like, well, I have doubled my prices. Like,
yes,
how would you handle that?
Yeah. That's difficult. That's been the biggest pushback are people that know me and they knew me when I was really inexpensive and, you know, and now I'm not super inexpensive. And that's been pushback. But I no longer shoot for free or discounted just because I know you or we're friends. You know, I just don't do it. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to my family. So, So I'll just say, you know, this is a new business model. I have, you know, expenses and this reflects my, you know, upgraded equipment, my education, you know, it's more than just my time. So I try to educate them. But I recognize not everybody is my client. Some people just don't want to pay my prices and I've come to accept that. And I've heard people, a photographer somewhere, maybe it was Sue, I'm not sure, said, bless them and release them. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, I wish them well and I'm not for everyone.
Yeah. Let them go with love is what Sue always says.
Let them go with love.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And if they change their mind, if you change your mind ever, I'm here for you. I'd love to photograph you and I'm here if you change your mind.
Yeah. And that's happened too. some come back.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, is it okay if I give you a suggestion? Just, you know, when you are telling someone that you raise your prices?
Absolutely. I'm happy to. I would love any suggestions you have.
Okay, so it's like, I know we feel the need to justify. Like, I have this new equipment and I have this education and all of the things. And yes, those are great reasons to raising your prices. But at the same time, like, you know, if you go to an expensive hairstylist, let's say, and it's not like they're going to be like, well, you know, I spent a lot of money at school and my hair dye is a little bit more expensive. They're just like, it's $400. Do you want to book me or not? You know, there's not a whole lot of like justification in there. For example, my hairstylist, who is amazing, I am so happy I have found her. It's taken me a very long time to find her. She and her friend just started a new branch of the salon. And to get my hair done has gone up like $150. There was no mention of it. There was no talk of it. I literally went to the salon and that was the new pricing. Like, I'm trying to remember if she mentioned if there was new pricing or not, but, you know, it's just how it is. I wonder if instead, and this is something that I have done and that a lot of people have done too, is where it's like, I'm so excited with, you know, you'll see my new PDF pricing and with that comes XYZ. You know, maybe you add in hair and makeup. Maybe you add in extra outfits. You know, this is my new, like, super exciting service and I'm so excited to photograph you. And, you know, with that, you get XYZ. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're not going to give them more photos because you already give too much. I know you're going to cut that down. But I just want to discourage you from being like, but it's, you know, I raised my prices because I had to buy a new camera and because of this and that. It almost just sounds a little bit more like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But if you say it with confidence, like, yep, this is my new pricing model. I would love to photograph Julie and here it is.
Yep.
And just leave it at that.
And I think it's going to come with practice. I need to practice that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
And some people, like if you just send like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're back this year. Because I do have a brand new pricing PDF for you. And because you're a return client, I'm giving you a $100 gift voucher.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. And that if they say, amazing. Great, I can't wait, let's book you. Awesome. If they say, ooh, your prices have gone up, you can say, yep, you know, this is the business world and, you know, I'm including hair and makeup or, you know, whatever in this now. And if you guys change your mind, I would love to photograph him or her. And I'm here if you change your mind. And just literally leave it at that, like with confidence and love.
And I am going to have to practice that.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Because
that's
it is, okay. You know, every time I raise my prices, it's scary. So, and I'm going to be changing a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's scary for me too. Like you'll see in the personal branding course, my smallest package for a long time was $800. And I've raised it to $995 as my smallest package now. And that just comes with 5 digitals and that's it. And it's very rare that someone even buys that. But yeah, so even just raising, you know, from $800 for my smallest package to $995, and this goes up to $2,500. And most people spend either the $1,800 or $2,500. Like that's, you know, common. But it was so weird just going from the $800 to $995. Like, and I've been doing this for how long? It's, you know, it's still scary for me too. Like it gets way easier. Trust me, Lisa. Like now, like the first couple times when I had sent out the $995, I was like, you know, but I'm like, you know what? I'm worth it. Seriously, I'm worth it. Just, I send it and people are booking it. So I'm like, you know, but
awesome.
I just didn't want you to feel like it wasn't normal to feel that way because it is, but that shouldn't stop you.
Yeah. I'm not going to let it stop me.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about how you could, it kind of increase the clients coming in the door for the headshots and the personal branding. So maybe you could give me just a little bit of a rundown of what you're currently doing to market to get those clients.
So what I'm currently doing is putting images in my portfolio. I started shooting friends that I thought would, you know, add to my portfolio and
smart.
Yeah. And all of my friends have said, yes, anyone that I've asked, if I could shoot them. I also, donated a headshot session to a charity gala and it was, a charity benefiting theater. So it was actors, and they like to be photographed, and they're typically very good in front of the lens. So that was good. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. I think my primary way to advertise has just been showing my portfolio on my website and on social media. Mm-hmm. But because headshots have been a small part of my business, not a large part of my business, I don't have a lot of headshots to show and branding images to show. So I'm sort of stuck there.
Okay. So I'm looking at your website currently, and your headshots are really great.
Thank you.
Yeah. You have some really great examples here. And I mean, I of course, you can always, you know, beef it up a little bit. You know, we always could. But I don't see that being an issue as far as having a strong portfolio. I think it's really great. And I also think it's genius to have the theater, people who are interested in theater, because like you said, they're more comfortable in front of the camera. It's just easier to build a portfolio that way, especially if you don't need the practice. You know, if you need the practice on, you know, photographing people who are not comfortable in front of the camera, then I recommend photographing people who are not comfortable. But when you're just like quick trying to build a portfolio, I think that's really genius. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm full of recommendations today. Can I make one recommendation about your website?
Please do.
When I click on galleries, it says seniors, headshots, portraits, but there's no photo there. Like, I would love to see a photo with that. It's just like a square that says seniors, portraits, whatever. I would love to see even just like a little collage or an example, just like a gallery that rotates or just something, and then maybe put like personal branding below it or, you know, headshots below it or something like that.
Okay. That makes sense.
And I say that because we only have, especially for people who don't know us and who are not familiar with our work, we only have seconds for them to decide when they come to our website if they're going to stay for more. So yeah, it's so important to have several of your really strong photos where it's the first thing they see. And you want to impress them right away and not like hope that they're going to get to these headshots. Because you do, you have great headshots, but it takes a minute to get there.
Okay.
So, you know, anytime you can just show that first, I think it's really important.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, I know this is your, 2021 is when you started. So one, two, three, you're like 3 years in, years and a little bit. But if you've done, you know, 50 seniors per year, and I think you said you did 25
last
this past year. So even if that's 125 seniors that you've photographed, plus your other clients, that's 125 parent, guardian, you know, if they have two parents, then that's, you know, 250 parents who maybe need headshots or maybe need personal branding. So that is something, and you already have them on your email list. You know, you've already had contact with them. They already know that you're going to provide great service. So I wonder if that is a way, you could maybe send out 125 emails explaining that, you know, you do headshots and you would, you know, if they have a need or whatever, you would love to photograph them and here's a gift voucher towards your session, blah, blah, blah. And maybe two people sign up, maybe 10, maybe 20, who knows? But at least now, because they might not even sign up right now, maybe they will just kind of tuck it away until they start a new job or a new career or their sister is talking about how they need headshots. And then down the line, maybe this turns into something. So that is something to consider, is to do like a personalized email to each of the senior parents.
That's a great idea. I'm taking notes. Literally, I have
taken notes. And again, it might turn into something right away and it might not, but it could never hurt you. Because now Lisa isn't just a senior photographer. She is a personal branding and headshot photographer, and she does seniors. And the other thing you can do, Lisa, and I've done this before with seniors, is piggyback that senior shoot with headshots for, you know, one or both parents and or a family shoot. So I've had that happen before too, where dad needs headshots. And so while, you know, Julie, I don't know why I keep saying Julie, but Julie is getting ready, getting her hair and makeup ready, dad is getting his headshots done. Or mom is getting her headshots done. Or dad, you know, especially if it's dad, he's like, okay, you know, have fun. I'm out now. I got my headshots down, you know, and then it turns into like the girl day or whatever. So, and that's just the experience that I've had with some of my clients. But And then you end up selling more.
Yeah.
Or, hey, bring your family at the very end of the senior shoot. Like, I know this is all about Julie today, but when's the last time you had family photos? Do you do family photos?
I do. I don't. It's not my favorite genre, but I do them in the largest package. I add a little 15-minute family shoot at the end if the family wants it.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, those are just some ideas just off the top of my head to get things going.
Great. Thank you.
And I know you said you did the giveaway, which is great. Have you joined any networking groups?
Like BNI and
that. Yeah, it doesn't have to be BNI. Yeah. But
I'm a member of Twin Cities Professional Photographers Association, which is obviously all photographers, but but no,
I'm not talking about that. Okay, I'm not talking about networking with other photographers.
No, then my answer is no.
Okay, so in my personal branding course, I highly recommend you watch the networking segment as well.
Okay,
that is truly, truly, Lisa, how I just blew up in my town, in Seattle, where I used to, you know, where I started my business, and here in Michigan when I moved back too. Well, it was before I moved back because I was going back and forth for like 6 years. I had two studios, one in each state. But in Seattle, where there are a million headshot and personal branding photographers everywhere, I blew up there because of networking groups. And I know it's, some people are just like, oh, they like groan at the idea of going to networking groups, and I get it. But it can really, really be beneficial. I'm assuming, because you said you're, 30 minutes outside of Minneapolis. I mean, there's got to be a million groups.
I'm sure there are, yeah.
And it's all about finding something that works for you. Like BNI for me was not my jam for a few reasons. One, a lot of times they met first thing early in the morning. My ass doesn't want to get up before the sun is up unless my kids need me. Like, that's just how I am. Like, I don't know about you, but that's just, for some people, they loved it. Like Tammy Zarek, she has been one of our mentors in the portrait system for a long time, loves it. Like, get up early, go to these meetings, you know. They also have these kind of restrictions and rules where it's like you can only have one person per profession in the group, which can be kind of nice because there's not a whole lot of like quote-unquote competition in the group. It's just, one. But I also don't like that either. I don't know. I'm kind of like, there's enough clients for all of us. I just don't like that restriction. And then they also have where you have to go to a certain amount of meetings or, you're disqualified and that sort of thing. Some people love the rules. They love that kind of rigid structure. And they thrive in that. Yeah. The groups that I found the best for, that worked the best for me, were more of laid back. It was more of a social atmosphere where it just wasn't so structured. And I could start building relationships and connecting with people in a more relaxed way. So for you, it's just a matter of figuring out what feels right to you.
Yeah. Finding my fit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, I look forward to checking out that networking section of your personal branding system.
Yeah. It really is as easy as asking questions and being curious about people. And not going in with the intention of, I'm going to book a million clients. You know, it's going in and like, who can I connect with today? And this is not, it's not a sprint. It is a marathon. It took me a solid year of going consistently before the ball really got going. And then I was like, okay, I am busy, busy right now. Like so many clients. And then it gets to the point where you don't have to go as often. But again, it's visiting multiple groups, figuring out what works for you and being consistent. And you'll see in the course too, I talk about how to do a really powerful pitch, because often at these groups, and I know people are going to like break out in a sweat about this, but which I did too, as you like get up there and you do your like 30 or 60 second spiel to people.
Elevator speech.
Yeah. Yeah. But once you can nail down one that's really effective, it'll change your world. Change your world.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, if you're out there and you're listening and this is something you want to do to change any genre, building that portfolio obviously is, it's first, you have to do it. Because you can't start going into these groups and being like, oh yeah, I'm a headshot photographer and people, want to see your work and then you don't have anything to show. Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense.
Oh my gosh, yeah. All right. I'm excited for you because I think you can totally do this. You've got the skills. You've got the business up and running. Like, I think you can totally do it. But I want to switch gears back to seniors a little bit, just for people, you know, who want to hear more about seniors. How did you initially start marketing your seniors in order to get people in the door?
You know, I didn't really intentionally market to seniors. It sort of evolved organically. I have four kids who are now all college students.
Oh, wow.
And so I was doing their senior photos because by this time I had become known as the mom with the camera. And mm-hmm. so I did a lot of team photos and sports and whatnot. And I did my kids' senior photos and my son. So I did his in 2018. And then then his friends wanted theirs done, and that just kind of is word of mouth. And so that's kind of how I don't think I've ever really marketed. I do an ad in the school yearbook because they asked me to.
Oh, nice.
I don't really know. I haven't gauged how much business that brings in. It's mm-hmm. mostly word of mouth. People know me, or they know somebody who's had their senior pictures taken by me. And that's okay. how I get clients.
Now, yeah. Lisa, I know because your business is newer, and I'm sure it's pretty fresh in your head, like, speak to the people who are out there thinking, like, I'm still, like, trying to get this business up and running. And it's so daunting, and there's so much to do, and it's very intimidating. You know, I guess if you could, like, sum up how that went for you. Like, did you have all your ducks in a row, and you made sure everything was perfect, and then you, like, launched? Or, you know, did you have your website after people knew you were the mom with the camera? Like, how did all that go for you as far as yeah. like starting?
How did it go? I did not have all my ducks in a row. You know, I was raising four kids with my husband, and just
a lot
photography.
Of kids.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids, 4 and 5 years. So
oh my
our
God.
Family planning was not, we didn't plan, but anyway, in any event, they're great. They're all in college now. But I just love photography, and I loved capturing emotion on camera and mm-hmm. beauty. And so I just knew, I think as the kids were getting older, I knew that I wanted to take this more seriously and take it to the next level, but I didn't really know what to do. My husband is a business guy, so he kind of helps me with, he's sort of my business consultant. He doesn't know anything about photography, but he knows business. But I knew I needed a website. I knew that that was probably the first thing that I needed to do was portfolio yeah, and yeah. website. So I hired a teenager to do my website. I hired a teenager who was about to go to college to become a social media manager, which is a job that didn't exist when I was in college. But anyway,
and so, same.
Yeah. And I figured, you know, since I was doing mainly seniors, I figured it was good to have young eyes, you know, developing this website. So it really was, it was baby steps. It was baby steps. It wasn't all at once. It was absolutely baby steps. I've never had all my ducks in a row. I still don't have all my ducks in a row. I have more ducks in the row than I did last year or the year before, but I believe in progress, not perfection. So yes, I try to just yes. continually be making progress, continually be moving forward. I'm better than I was last year. I know more than I did last year. There's still a lot I don't know. I'll know more 2 years from now than I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at pictures I took 10 years ago and I cringe.
I know. God,
even too. Though they were acceptable, but you mm-hmm. know, that's, but so I know I'm making progress.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think the website was the starting point. Once I had a website, that's kind of like the storefront, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's when things really started for me.
Yeah. I hope people can really just take what you said to heart. Because it's not like you need 100 shoots in your portfolio. I mean, get like 5 to 10 really solid shoots under your belt, and you can make a website with it. You can make marketing materials mm-hmm. with it. You know, you can start charging way before you have all of your ducks in a row if you're on your game. You know, if you know your pitch and you are confidently talking to people about what you do, putting yourself out there and showing at least some work that you've done, you really can. And mm-hmm. maybe you don't start at industry standard, and that's okay. But, well, I don't want people to start at $75 shoot and burn like I did. It's way harder to change and go for, okay, you can, and people do it every day. But it's much easier if you start at those higher prices and give like gift vouchers or, you know, something. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, my starting price is $750, but here's a gift voucher for $300. You know, I'm giving that to my next mm-hmm. 10 clients who book or whatever, just so, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, and some people start right out the gate with industry standard. I guess it just depends on you and your personality and where you're at. So,
mm-hmm.
Now, have you thought about, as far as your website goes and your social media and all of that, are you going to keep everything the same, all on one website, all on one social media? Do you want to split things up? Have you thought about that yet?
I've thought about it. I haven't taken any action on it yet. Just because I like to do things with the least amount of effort possible, I would prefer same. To keep everything the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really given much thought to that. Do you have any words of wisdom about that?
Well, the reason I asked you that is we get that question quite a bit in our Facebook group, in the Portrait System Facebook group. And I am an advocate of just keeping it all as one. I, like you, like to do things efficiently and as easy as it can possibly be. And the thought of managing two websites, two different social media pages, and all of that makes me want to like curl into a ball. And actually, oh my gosh, you're the first person I interviewed after this happened. I lost my Instagram.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh man. Well, it's back now, thankfully. But I was told by Instagram that I broke the guidelines for impersonating a celebrity or a politician. And they just shut me down. Like even with that shiny blue check, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled out all the stops, Lisa, to get it back, and nothing was working. And thankfully, and I was very, very fortunate that I had a contact at Meta, and she was able to stick her neck out for me. And this is, you know, most people don't have this, but oh my gosh, it was. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Like the thought of the only reason I think I would ever want to have two separate social media accounts is for that reason. Because maybe I would have lost like my senior account, but maybe not my, you know, personal branding account or whatever. That is like literally the only reason I can personally think of. Or if you are like boudoir and newborns, you know, like that might not blend well together or whatever. But there are so many ways that you can convert senior parents into headshots or headshot folks who have children who are going to be seniors and family photos, like all of that can blend really well together, I believe.
Yeah.
And
I've taken seniors headshots when they start their first career too.
Oh,
so a lot of my clients are both seniors on headshot.
Mm-hmm. And if people don't know you do it, if you're not showing it that you also do this genre, that how would they know? How are they going to book you for it?
True.
So I'm definitely an advocate of keeping it together. I mean, this like Instagram thing really, really threw me for a loop. And it's, you know, it's interesting because when I posted on Facebook about it, I thought some of my friends and family are going to be like, is it really? It's just social media. And no one said that to me. Like everyone understands, like as an entrepreneur, how important social media is. Like it's our livelihood. Like it's so much of our income is generated through leads, through social media.
Definitely.
And it really messed with me for a little bit. And people were like, are you going to, you know, start your new account? Like start it now so you can start growing again. And I was like, no. I have zero energy or desire to start that over again. Like I am going to fight tooth and nail. And if you're out there and you have lost your account, I don't have a Meta contact for you. But if that hadn't worked, I did have some other out of the box strategies that I was going to try if that didn't work. So feel free to email me or message me if this is, you know, something you experience. I just wanted to throw that out there. But the thought of like starting over again was like, oh my gosh. Anyway, okay. Sorry, I'll get off my soapbox about it. It just happened.
So. Yeah, that sounds like a terrible experience.
But the other thing too that I think is really important, Lisa, from this is the whole email list thing. And a lot of people were like, oh, that's why you need an email list. And I'm like, yes. And I have a great email list and I use social media to grow that email list. So it's a catch-22. You need one and you need the other. But you can't lose your email list unless you do something illegal on your email list. So make sure you stay in contact with those, you know, past senior clients or whatever, and let people know your new offerings. You know, send things out so that you are top of mind. You could do a client highlight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a monthly client highlight. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, just about how you can ask clients to give you like 10 things about them. And then you share their photos and it's like, oh, you know, Lisa traveled to 10 different countries, you know, which, you know, or whatever, mm-hmm. all the different things about her and, you mm-hmm. know, about you. Like, oh, you have four children. You had four children in 5 years, you know, just different facts. People really like that. And then it gives you the opportunity to showcase some of your work while highlighting a client. There's so many different ways you can do it to stay in touch, you know, send out mm-hmm. posing tips or what to wear tips or, so anyways, just want to encourage you. I totally just like went way off topic there, but.
No, I feel like I'm getting a one-on-one session with Nikki Klosser. Oh my this is great.
Well, you know, I recently posted in the Portrait System group saying, like, if you're interested in being a guest on the podcast, you don't have to be at the top of your game. Like, we don't always need guests who are charging, you know, $3,000 average packages. Like, I want to make sure that people are also hearing what it's like to be growing and, you know, on the up yep. and up. So. Yeah, I think people like hearing that and hearing your story and how you're doing things. And we'll have to have you back, you know, once you implement some of this and
yes.
really...
give me some time.
Yeah. Hey, last question. Well, not last question, but just about your business. Where are you shooting? Like, do you have a studio or are you shooting at your house or...
I do. I'm in my studio right now. This is where I shoot some headshots. And then I'd say about 50% of the headshots are in my studio, which is a small studio. It's, took over this, it was an office space in our house that we weren't using.
Okay. So it is at your house.
It is at my house. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'd say about half of the headshot clients like me to come to their office and shoot there. So I have a backdrop and lighting and everything that travels. Senior shots are almost exclusively outside. And I have a, like you, I have a field, wildflowers.
Awesome.
But most of the time we go to a park or a lake. There's lots of lakes in Minneapolis and mm-hmm. Minnesota and, you know, people like the lakes and that kind of thing. So
awesome. I know some people are probably wondering, what light do you bring with you when you travel to your on location?
I bring my Profoto B10 Plus.
Okay.
And cool. with a umbrella diffuser over it. Yeah.
Fantastic. Very cool. This has been really great. Thank you for sharing all of this and just kind of, you know, being vulnerable about where you're at and what you need to work on. And yeah, I think it's super helpful for people to hear that.
Helpful for me too. Thank you.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I do have a couple questions that I always ask at the end of each episode. And the first one is, what is something you can't live without when you're doing a photo shoot?
I'd say when I shoot seniors, it's a reflector, which my assistant holds. I love bouncing that light up into their face. And then for headshots, I would say it's my light, my Profoto.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. I'm also the reflector. I'm on the reflector wagon.
Yep. Love it.
All right. Number two is, how do you spend your time when you're not working?
When I'm not working, I love to read. Reading is probably my favorite hobby. And I'm in two book clubs.
Cool.
So I love to read, especially biographies and memoirs. And I love to spend time with our rescue dogs. We have two dogs and three cats. They're all rescues and we love them dearly. And I'm usually covered in dog hair and cat hair because of that. And I like to watch high school hockey.
Oh, really, nice.
That's a big thing in Minnesota. And I love to go.
Did your kids play?
My son did play. He's in college now, but he did play in high school. And I miss it a lot. So I go to high school hockey games every once in a while.
Yeah, it's fun how if your kids play a sport, you get really into it. And
oh, I know. I miss it. I miss all the sports.
Yeah.
You have a lot of fun years ahead of you.
I know. My oldest is 7 and he wrestles. Uh-huh. Never thought I'd be a wrestling mom. I just think of like ringworm and stinky mats. But oh, I freaking love this sport. I am so into it. As long as he's into it, I'm into it.
Awesome.
My youngest is really into baseball, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, fun.
We'll see. He's only 5, so I don't know if he'll stick with that or something else. Yeah. But yeah, it is cool.
Seen.
It's very cool. Trying to enjoy all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, goes by fast.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Number three is, what is a... Obviously, I know you said the reflector and your Profoto light, but is there another specific photography product that you would recommend for people to have?
I really like my eye lighter. I think it's a Westcott, but I'm not sure of the brand.
Oh, the reflector?
Right.
Yes.
It's a reflective panel that you put underneath someone's face for headshots. I think that makes mm-hmm. a big difference in headshots.
Huge difference.
Yeah. And you can put it on a light stand. So that's nice. You don't have to hold it.
Yeah. Like looking at your headshots, maybe that's why I like your lighting so much, because I know you use, using that reflector, it really does make a difference. I don't have the eyeliner. Mine's a different brand. I think it's like E-Mart or something, but I think the eyeliner was the original.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't quote me on that, but yeah, it really does make a difference. I recently did at the end of my wrestling banquet, and I just brought my camera and set up my backdrop, and I had that reflector there, and I ended up using flash. I never use flash, but it was one of those situations where I knew the walls were going to be red, and I needed light to overpower that red.
Mm-hmm.
And I bounced flash up into the ceiling and used that eyeliner. And I love, or the arc, it's like an arc mm-hmm. light.
Mm-hmm.
Loved how they turned out. I posted some on my Instagram. But gosh, yeah, that reflector makes all the difference.
I agree.
The only thing I don't like is that if you're going to do like a full body shot or something like that, it's more for like headshot type situation,
right,
I guess.
Right.
So.
Yeah, true.
All right. Number four is, what would you tell people who are just getting started?
In some ways, I feel like I'm just getting started. So I don't know how much wisdom I have to share. But one thing that I definitely believe in is comparison is the thief of joy. Theodore mm-hmm. Roosevelt said that. And mm-hmm. I think it's so true in photography. And I think you or Sue Bryce have said community over competition.
Yeah.
But yeah. I tend to compare myself to other people. And, but I'm not other people. I have my own style, and I'm only a few years in. I'm not decades in. And I started at a later age than most people probably start too. So I have a unique story and a unique perspective. But so I'm trying not to. It's okay to be inspired by other people and to learn from other people. But when I start measuring myself by, other people, by comparing myself to other people, that's dangerous, I think. So comparison is a thief of joy. Don't compare.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. I think a lot of people do. I mean, we do compare, I want to be where they are. We talk about that a lot with the self-value podcast that I do with Sue, where it's like, when we look at other people and, we feel envy or, resentment towards that person for being really successful, or you want to be where they are. And it's just like taking a step back and being like, okay, they have something I want. Now what steps do I have to take in order to get
there? What can I learn from them? Yep, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And where can people find you online?
I'm at Lisa Buck Photo. That's my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
Easy enough. Sweet. Well, thank you again, Lisa.
Thanks, Nikki.
Stay warm. We're waiting on, I just looked at my phone because we just got an email saying the our pickup time is going to be 15 minutes early because we have the impending snowstorm coming. Who knows if it'll actually happen, but.
Yeah, snow day.
Pickup for the kids, I mean.
Yeah. Right. Well, enjoy that.
Well, tomorrow's Saturday, so they don't get a snow day.
True.
But yeah.
That's true.
All right, my dear, stay warm. Are you going to WPPI?
I am.
Oh, yes, yay. Good. Yeah, make sure you find me and
I will. Hug. Thank you. Thanks, Nikki. I will.
We'll have our portrait system / portrait masters event. So
yeah.
And we'll see you there. Yay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. All right. Take care. Thank you again.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBryceEducation.com, where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-Day Startup Challenge, plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBryceEducation.com.